And it's time to open the Radio Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick. Well, hello and welcome aboard the Thrift Shop. This is DJ Frederick. Happy Sunday. Thanks for tuning in to 90.9 FM WSCS. So the Radio Thrift Shop is all about obscure music from the past 100 years of recorded sound. Going to do an extended set today to start the program off, starting with a couple of homemade CDRs that were released by Asaurus Records, which unfortunately is no longer in business, but from 2000 to about 2010, they released homemade CDRs by various bands with some fantastic independent music, music that could have been released on major labels, but people who just enjoyed releasing small quantities of CDs, mostly for friends and fans and family. So we're going to start off with a band called Porta Cali and a tune called Humdinger. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
the best jam by any band ever, Mountain Jam, the Allman Brothers. And before that, you heard Sheep Man with a tune called Elementary. We started the set off from a homemade CD put out by Asaurus Records called There Were Trees in That Forest by a group called Humdinger and a tune called Port of Cali. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. This is DJ Frederick, and you are tuned to 90.9 WSCS in New London. I'll be right back after this. You're tuned to the Radio Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. One of the things that I enjoy doing in this show is kind of going back and forth over the past century of recorded sound. And once in a while, I also like to explore the past century of radio. Now, I was kind of doing a little research, and I was wondering, like, when were some of the first radio stations put on the air? Well, in the United States, it's not clear. There were a lot of radio stations coming and going back in the 1910s and 1920s. So no matter what kind of inexhaustible research you do, there are always going to be conflicting information. But this is kind of close to some of the first radio stations. The first experimental radio license was issued by the Department of Commerce following the International Radio Convention and Radio Act of 1912. And it was granted to St. Joseph's College in Philadelphia with call signs of 3XJ, broadcasting with 2 kilowatts. Now, as far as we know, the first college radio station was WRUC in Union College, Schenectady, New York, which went on the air on October 14th, 1920. It instituted a series of weekly programs on October 15th, 1920, consisting of vocal and instrumental phonograph records. The programs were broadcast from 8 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. with a 3-minute interval signal. They were initially heard within a 50-mile radius, and that increased under favorable weather conditions. And the first educational radio station licensed was WOI, Iowa State College of Agriculture and Mechanical Arts, which received the call letters 9YI, and that was issued on November 21st, 1921. And on April 28th, 1922, the station was granted a license to broadcast at 834 kilohertz using 1,000 watts of power. And that's some of your early radio history here on the Radio Thrift Shop. Now, it's great that in college and non-community radio, we can go from an astounding half hour of jam music right into the past to, say, the 40s, the 30s and 40s. So for the next half hour, we're going to hear a radio program called Music Depreciation, which was broadcast from 1941 to 1945. They took popular tunes of any genre and turned the tunes into jazz and swing music. It was a really interesting concept for the time. Sometimes it resulted in hilarious results, but it was kind of cool, and we're going to revisit the show Music Depreciation. This episode is called The Song of India.
From the Donnelly Studios in Hollywood, we give you Music Depreciation with tonight's featured stars, Martha Tilton, noted vocalist with the nation's leading bands, and Skeets Herford, great swing saxophonist. Meet the orchestra and Les Paul, his guitar and trio. This is Music Depreciation, scored and conducted by Frank Duvall. And now, here is your commentator, Rubenia Gaines.
Good evening. We see the concert hall is filled to overflowing, and the music lovers have settled down to the apprehensive enjoyment of music depreciation. This evening, Dr. Frankenstein Duvall welcomes to these halls a first appearance of such gifted artists as the Signorina Martushka Tilton, the Hepnopolitan soprano, and Dr. Skeetsky Herford, the bald eagle of the alto saxophone, and author of the bestseller Schmaltz for the Man in the Street. We hear first the Song of India. The music first suggests a pure and spotless lily. Following the performance, the critics remove the lily from the score and place it reverently on the conductor's chest. Dr. Duvall. It is with a joy beyond words that we welcome for a first performance in this series the celebrated un-Wagnerian soprano, Signorina Martushka Tilton. As those of you who have followed this gifted diva's career know, she first studied music in the ancient village of Guzling-on-the-Cuff. As a child, it was evident she was destined for music. She composed a charming little piece in a march tempo, the fortissimo, prestissimo, pianissimo for the generalissimo. Upon her release, after a surprisingly short sentence, the signorina turned to singing. Tonight we hear the aria, Don't Ever Change. It is music that is held captive, bottled up, restrained, aching for release. Finally, we hear the release. Then we hear the rejoicing. And the final brilliant climax, the eminent signorina Martushka Tilton. Thank you.
our song of love. Don't let the moonlight up above bring you a change of heart. When storm clouds are far behind you and the sun is back in the sky, my darling, I want to find you as I left you when we kissed goodbye. Don't rearrange the little dream I'm clinging to. Stay the way I remember you. And don't ever change. Things have been different since we've been together. There's been a change of diet, even a change of weather. I suppose it's the same with you. But whatever you do, don't ever change.
During this heavenly moment of peace and quiet, this unspeakably lovely period of silence, intermission, we hope we might be permitted a word concerning our guest performer, Professor Lesky Paul. One of his latest compositions has just been released, with the usual time off for good behavior. This music is a moderato on a mobile theme of 8 bars. It is the Moderato Mobile 8. He plays for us next the spirited Divertimento con Allegro, After You've Gone. We observe, first of all, a young man and his beloved strolling along the seashore. He gazes at the ocean, flings out his arm and cries, "Roll on, thou mighty surf, roll on." The lady replies, "Oh, Percy, how wonderful you are. Look, it's doing it." The mood is very deep, and the professor appears wearing chains. Thank you. It is with a delight that leaves us limp and somewhat freewheeling in the joints that we welcome to these halls the gifted Dr. Skeetsky Herford. One of his latest works created a wide sensation. The music began in this fashion. A centipede losing his footing while attempting to scale the heights of a bald head. Tonight's music is Only a Rose, a gardener's gavotte, which tells the story of an old rake. We observe a brilliant planet in the sky. Then the motif changes into a combined floral and inebriated motif, the potted planet. We welcome Dr. Skeetsky Herford. A special note has just been handed us. We wish to announce that the beetle race in the upper balcony has been won by the favorite. The mutual window is at your left as you leave the auditorium. The celebrated diva, Signorina Martushka Tilton, will appear in her second aria, with accessories to match, in a moment. This is the legato palpitato of Mind If I Love You. It is interesting to note that the work is dedicated by the composer to five dear friends. The tarantella for Ella, Della, Yella, Zella, and Stella. It concludes on the lend me $5 or I'll be seeing you motif. It is with unbearable delight that we present Signorina Tilton.
I've got a private personal question. It's from my private personal quiz. It's the $64 query, dearie. Here's what it is. Mind if I love you? Mind if I give my heart a big surprise? And let you try it on for size? Or do you mind if I love you? Mind if I sit right down on your knee and make a pretty speech? I'm blushing like a Georgia peach. But do you mind if I love you? I'm talking to daisies, I'm walking with stars, stepping so high I stumble right over Mars. Trying to tell you in 32 bars, but it will take me a lifetime. Mind if I love you? Mind if I find my heaven in your heart? You've overturned my apple cart. So do you mind if I love you? I stumble right over Mars, trying to tell you in 32 bars, but it will take me a lifetime. Mind if I love you? Mind if I find my heaven in your heart? You've overturned my apple cart, so do you mind if I love you? If I love you.
As we welcome to the concert stage this first appearance, the second appearance of the celebrated Professor Lesky Paul, we are reminded again of the writings of Dr. Haydn C. Feinschnabel, celebrated critic, composer, and consultant on music to the short-winded bagpipe blowers brotherhood of the Egg Candlers Guild. He says, and I quote, "Music was literally starving for such an artist as Professor Paul. The professor was starving for music. The critics decided it was a perfect diet for both." Close quote. We will hear in a moment the rallentando maestoso alla cappella, "You Brought a New Kind of Love to Me." It tells the tragic story of an inebriated Cuban singer, marked Calypso, Why Dost Thou Nipso? The professor is closing in on the audience, and here is the music.
Thank you.
Climactic work on tonight's concert is a concerto for orchestra and Dr. Skeetsky Herford. This is the Allegro con Bash con Jump, black and tan fantasy. We behold first a forest of trees. The trees stand tall and stately, and the critics enter the forest with cross-cut saws, and the movement concludes on the motif. Then the song of a bird is given to the audience. The music lovers keep the song, but return the bird with enthusiasm. There is a stirring in the audience. The free soup has been served. Dr. Herford, Dr. Duvall, the orchestra, the sheriff, the mortgage, and black and tan fantasy. Thank you. This has been Music Depreciation. Ruben Yee Gaines speaking. Good night, music lovers.
From the Donnelly Studios in Hollywood, Music Depreciation has presented the orchestra with scores arranged and conducted by Frank Duvall with the Les Paul Trio and tonight's great swing stars, Martha Tilton and Skeets Herford. Next week, Music Depreciation will not be heard. There will be a special Christmas program of California Melodies with Frank Duvall and the orchestra. Tony Lofano speaking. This is Mutual.
All right, and this is DJ Frederick. You've been listening to the Radio Thrift Shop here on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. Keeping the real in reel to reel, exploring the dusty side of music from the 20th and 21st centuries. I want to say thank you for listening, and remember, wherever you are on the planet, take good care of yourself, take good care of your community, and take good care of those you love.